ॐ महाकाली महालक्ष्मी महासरस्वती देव्यो नमः अघोरेश्वराय नमः गुरुदेवाय नमः टुडे इज तृतीया थर्ड डे ऑफ दिस सेक्रेड observance of Navaratri. The Ganga of devotion is flowing. No matter where you are in your physical body, mental state, no matter where you are, you can always take a dip in this river. Just like Ganga starts from the highest peak in the Himalayas with a trickle and it flows down through the plains, gathering, embracing all the little rivers, drains, whatever falls in it, she embraces it all and keeps flowing. Such is our devotion. There is not always bliss in the devotion. There are ups and downs, pleasant, unpleasant, all kinds of things. But the flow of devotion continues. That should be one of our prayers to Mother. Oh Mother, no matter what happens, may my devotion towards to you always stay strong. Just like the Durva grass, the Bermuda grass that we offer, it's a symbol of, oh Mother, my devotion be as tenacious as this Bermuda grass. The whole grass could have been dried up. One drop of water falls on it, it begins to sprout again. We lose our devotion, we lose our faith, we lose our trust over small things. Ma is everywhere. We don't see her. The way she is depicted, dancing naked, surrounded with ghosts and ghouls, wearing garlands of severed heads, tongue hanging, blood dripping, sword wielding. It's an image that has been projected. I'm not saying she's not like that. Whatever image you focus on, you meditate on, she will appear in that form. Look, in this air, right here, all kinds of images are, right here. We put a TV, put it on a certain frequency, turn it on, you begin to see, you begin to hear. Our body is that instrument. Through our austerity, through our focus, through our attention, we are just like that TV. Depending on wherever, whatever frequency we get settled, it begins to download, begins to emerge, begins to see. It's like that. Through long sittings, everybody's back is hurting, knees are hurting, shoulders are hurting, people falling down. It's okay. It's all devotion to Ma. It's all. She is in everywhere. Mother is very kind, very, very, very kind. Whenever you are ready to see her, want to see her, call upon her, she appears. Baba says, in his early days, he would dig a cave in the ridge, in the bank of the Ganga, sit in the cave, looking at the flow of Ganga. In the middle of the night, call out, "Oh, mother of mine, where are you? Where are you? Where are you?" One night, he was in pain. He had sciatica, and he couldn't even move. Yet his mantra jap continued. He felt a very subtle touch of hand on that spot. Pain was gone. Whose hand was it? Mother can appear in any place, any form, provided our call is from that heart. If there is a doubt, it becomes very difficult. Sanshayatma vinashati. May we never have doubt about our devotion, about our faith, about our mantra, about whatever we do in the form of devotion. Even a moment spent in pure devotion gives us enough strength to go through the whole life. If we have tasted that, just like you have never tasted the ocean, you come to the ocean, you put a finger in it and bring it to your mouth, in that instant you know what the ocean tastes like. Devotion is like that. When we get to the right place in our heart and mind, we get a taste of that. We are never going to forget it. Our Navaratri, these observances like this, brings us closer to that. Maybe when you are not even prepared or ready or looking for it, that moment can arise. As we go through this austerity, go through this focus, a moment can happen. Tonight is Mahakali's third day. May the Mother remove all the darkness, calamities, difficulties, confusions from our life. Holding that sentiment, we keep calling upon her, remembering her. May she prepare us for the day of Mahalakshmi, when the light that is already there becomes more visible to us. Have no doubt, just have that trust in your heart and mind. Mother will take care of you. She will take care of your loved ones. You will be protected together with your loved ones. So your heart can be light. It's not covered with fear. She removes the fear. And once the fear is taken away, you see your own richness, your own who you are. I bow to the Mother with all my limbs in all different directions and feel her presence everywhere. Try to greet her in everything. She's right there. Om Har Har Mahadev.